Listening Library presents The Gecko and Sticky, Sinister Substitute by Wendelin von Dranen. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Chapter 1. A Doozy of a Day. The day did not start well for Dave Sanchez. First, his alarm didn't go off. Then, his little sister, Evie, stubbornly stayed locked inside the bathroom, because she knew that Dave really, really, really needed to use it. This was followed by several mishaps, including a frantic search for gym shorts, a stubbed toe, and a broken plate of scrambled eggs. And, as if he wasn't running late enough already, his gecko lizard decided at the last minute to stay home.
"Come on, Sticky," Dave whispered into the crack behind his bookshelf.
"I don't think so, senor," the gecko replied. "That scary senorita is making you slice and dice frogs today, remember?"
"Allow me to pause here a moment to clarify something. Yes, the gecko talks. Let me also make clear right off the bat that this is not some silly story where make-believe animals act all cutesy-wootsy and talk to each other. No, this story is quite true. This gecko is quite real. And don't worry, I won't be springing talking cats or dogs or cows or burrows, or monkeys for that matter, on you. The gecko and only the gecko talks. And that's because, well, nobody's really sure. Some people believe Sticky is bewitched, or cursed, or possessed, or a shape-shifting evil entity who's plotting to ruin lives. But people are often fearful.